payments that are made to these cost containment, for these cost containment services through CMSI. They don't receive any benefit from it. There are some payments that are processed through them. So I wanted you to be aware of it. While they receive $76,950, we might make payments in excess of that through them because they're accessing these cost containment services necessary to keeping the cost of the claims down. What are those kinds of services? Nurse case management services, independent medical examinations, research or review of prior liability losses, all kinds of medical types of management tools used to reduce the overall claim cost. With that, finance would recommend this item to be placed on the board's consent agenda.
Are you basically pleased with the service as far as the claims and the employees' benefits portion of it? Pleased with their service?
I think all finance, benefits department, and legal are all in concurrence. We're satisfied, happy with the services that we were providing.
This is the first of the one-year renewals? First
it is the first option.
First option, and there's two.
One more.
Yes. Any questions? Do you want to take this individually, or should we take all four together, or the two renewals together? Any thoughts?
Take them all together.
All right, second item is renewal of a contract with Minnesota Life Insurance, the life insurance benefit program for TOLWAY employees. In 2009, the TOLWAY sought competitive quotes for its employee life insurance benefit program. The program provides term life insurance, accidental death and dismemberment, and insurance for employees. The RFP provided for an initial term of 3 years, again with two optional one-year renewals. Minnesota Life provided the best proposal. This renewal proposal offers a reduction of 5% from their expiring basic life monthly premium. Current premium is 26 cents per $1,000 of coverage per month. They would reduce it to 24.7. The AD&D coverage would remain at 2 cents per $1,000. The Minnesota Life is rated by AM Investment Company as A+, which is a superior rating with a financial strength representing a policyholder surplus of $1.5 to $2 billion. The benefit that the term benefit that the TOLWAY employees receive, life benefit, is $50,000 for those that earn less than $30,000 per year. It's $75,000 for those that earn between $30,000 and $50,000 per year. And it's $100,000 for any employees earning more than $50,000 per year. In comparison to the state plan, the state's plan is their term life benefit is equal to one time their salary. So we have a little bit more of a tiered approach that provides a little more coverage for lower paid employees than what the state will provide, and less coverage for the higher. Any questions on that item?
Asking you please with the service here with their response and payout of claims.
Yeah.
And A plus is the highest.
A plus
is the highest. A plus.
Items 3 and 4 are amendments to resolutions that provided authorization to make payments locally or out of locally held funds pursuant to provisions of the trust indenture for renewal and replacement projects and or capital improvement projects in circumstances where waiting to pay them through the state is onerous or is inconvenient. And many of these relate to land acquisition costs, getting appraisals, title fees. In cases where we need checks to be delivered quickly or at closing, and processing those payments through the state is is more timely and more onerous to meet those time requirements. The current resolutions for the renewal and replacement account, as we've reviewed them closely, are, in our view, are not broad enough to address the needs of the Move Illinois program as we move forward. The renewal and replacement account specifically identify the tri-state and related costs, and the capital improvement account identified 355 South and 53 North as the areas where it was established for. With all of the work that will be done in the Jane Addams and the Elgin O'Hare, we wanted to broaden this to include any renewal replacement projects for number three, or any capital improvement projects for item number four, where those payments, again, can't be made quickly and conveniently through the state. So, no increase in the dollar amount that's authorized to run through the fund, just a broadening of the types of purposes that could be funded locally.
And the banking activities are controlled by the state treasurer's office?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
We are able to, the tollway is able to write a check against the account, but the account is held established by the state treasurer. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Thanks, Mike. Any questions?
We had talked about this, and Christy and I have talked about it, but we had an insurance process that we approved at the last board meeting. We talked about the question of how we actually do all our insurance procurement. These are just extensions, so it's not, it doesn't really come up here, but I think that's something that you're going to review.
Yeah, we will be, and I think that the real opportunity is when, I think we'd like to, unless we think that there's a real economic benefit, exercise the renewals that are available to us, because procurements do take a significantly longer time. But when we do come up for, it's going to be one of the topics, I think, insurance on the kind of strategic questions this committee is going to be dealing with, as you may recall, from the work plan. So in the coming months, I don't remember whether it was June or July that we were anticipating it, but we kind of have insurance as one of the topics, and the, you know, concept of using brokers or broker pools, or, you know, how we would, if there's a better way for us to be procuring insurance. I will be honest that I do not know to the extent that any of these policies here would be good candidates for that. We've discussed previously some policies that may be.
Well, obviously getting the 5% reduction on both of these renewals is the right direction to be going, so I'm not arguing about these.
Sure, no, I think it's just generally taking a step back and looking at all of it.
Good, thanks.
Okay, under finance, items 1 through 4, do I hear a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the consent agenda. Thanks. Item number 6, business systems, contract extension for IGOR, the watchdog corporation.
Good morning. Thank you. Business systems is here today to recommend approval for a 90-day extension of the transponder packaging distribution and back-end support contract for the IPATS retail program. The IPATS retail program is the Jewel OSCO program, which allows us to distribute transponders and to do that transponder exchange of old transponders in over 180 retail locations, which is a huge customer service benefit beyond our normal kind of 7 customer service centers and then just the option to do things by mail. So what IGOR does for us is make it possible to manage inventory and distribute on a weekly basis transponders to all of those locations. And we're seeking an extension because, and this is pegged kind of to the extension that we sought earlier for Jewel OSCO, so that we can actually have these contracts in alignment from a time frame standpoint, so that when we switch vendors, we can switch together. And we don't have to have IGOR or an organization like IGOR integrate first to Jewel, because there's a technology component to it, and then later to another retail organization. which would just complicate things over the course of a couple of months. So that's why we're seeking this 90-day extension today. It's really just a matter of us trying to strategically align the time frame of the contract.
Okay. Is the request for 90-day extension, is that unlimited? Is that, it can go on for quite a bit of time?
It's only those 90 days. This would take it to the end of the summer. I don't actually believe we could use it till the end of the summer,
okay.
But it would give us a chance to align the time frame.
Okay.
But we could go back and have another 90 days or another 90
we
days.
We could if we needed
to. You know,
we just need to go through a public hearing first to get an additional 90-day extension.
Okay. Yes. Any questions? So our motion to approve under Business Systems, item number one, contract extension.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under number seven, item number seven, procurement. Item number one, two, three, and then four, I'm going to talk to you specifically about something.
There's five items for your consideration today. And Director, with your approval, I'd like to take the first two just because those are CMS master contract orders.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. The first item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase null proprietary modular cubicle components. This contract provides a source for modular cubicle components and associated support pieces, which are utilized to reconfigure office space. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Resource One, in an amount not to exceed $200,000. The second item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase four police sport utility vehicles. This contract provides a source for four replacement units. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Morrow Brothers Sport Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $108,660. Any questions on those two?
Any questions regarding these two items? Do I hear a motion to approve items one and two?
I just had a question. So Resource One is like a middleman. We don't buy directly from Noel. I know this is a CMS contract, so I know it's not really a question for us, but I'm just curious.
Sure, they're the distributor. One of, I think, four distributors in our state for Noel proprietary furniture. And there's only four dealers in the state, but they're the only one who submitted the bid to the state master contract solicitation once it was published.
It's just astounding to me how many of the master contract providers come out of school.
Yeah, there is a lot of them.
Yeah, there. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? So I have a motion to approve items one and two under procurement.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent agenda. Item number three.
Yeah, and Director, I'll take these next three items together since these are tollway contracts.
Okay.
The third item is a renewal of a tollway invitation for bid for the purchase of 87 carbon monoxide detectors. This purchase will allow the tollway to replace units that are reaching their end of their life expectancy. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Rayco LIC LLC, in an amount not to exceed $21,993.60. The fourth item is a tollway request for proposal to purchase email distribution services. This contract provides a key method of communication to over 1 million IPAS users and other interested parties to receive email notifications on construction alerts, IPAS news, and other general information about the tollway. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Harlan Clark Corporation, doing business as Subscriber Mail LLC, in an amount not to exceed $136,700. And just to give you guys an idea, what Paul was referring to earlier about that that detour on the flyover ramp on the tri-state going to I-90, this is a key service that we're going to use to communicate that information to our customers.
So, but this is one that, just because of the timing of the procurement, we didn't have the awardee at the time that we posted.
That's correct.
Correct, the agenda. So this information about Harland is new information versus what was presented, and I just wanted to make sure that that was...
That is correct.
That was clear, and it's something that I understand we can either pass out of committee or if there wants to be more discussion, but we did want to kind of move things along because this service is expiring for us and it is very important.
So we still have a DDE goal, a diversity goal?
Yes, it's my understanding that this software that they use is proprietary. What they do is they take our internal database of all of our registered IPAS customers that subscribe to the service, and what they do is they dump it into their proprietary software and then blast out our alerts to all of our users. So there really isn't any subcontracting opportunities, not just for DBE, but any subcontracting.
So a DBE could, in theory, win the contract,
yes,
and
correct,
put on it as a prime, but there weren't subcontracting opportunities identified.
That's correct.
That would indicate the goal.
We did look at this.
And maybe I've just been thinking about DBE wrong. When we look at a company like this with 32 employees, do we have any sense of what proportion of their workforce is minority?
Well, one of the categories, and I don't know all the specifics, but one of the categories is to make sure that they can demonstrate that they have the available staff to take on.
But I don't think that diversity is not something that we have historically asked for as far as kind of the makeup of the employees.
That's correct.
So as we've talked about, the diversity program has historically been about, you know, those goals are set when there are subcontracting opportunities identified, which of course don't preclude, you know, DB and DWB firms from bidding the full bid. But things like, you know, diversity of an employee base, you know, information we could, I'm not sure, we'd have to look at what the...
I think the only thing we're required to indicate on these contracts, which is a standard government language, is you must abide by EEO laws, you know, federal laws, but other than that...
Okay. Thank you.
Were the bids open yesterday? Is that right, or no?
No, they actually opened up the pricing yesterday. I mean, the proposals were being already evaluated, and they just had the opportunity to open up the pricing. Which is the second component when you evaluate an RFP.
So if we take this item separately, as a motion, do we take this item separately?
Well, Director, good morning to everybody. We've taken a look at this, and there's essentially two ways you can go with this one. You can either deal with it today and move it to the consent agenda after enough discussion that you think has occurred, or if you'd like further discussion to occur at the full board, we can also just deal with this session as informational and have a more in-depth briefing at the board.
But there's no reason.
You certainly can.
Whether
you certainly
it's moved separately or combined is not. It can be moved either as.
You can do it as a group or do it individually, sure.
Okay. What does the committee feel?
Move them all together.
Move them all together. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's full disclosure here, so we can move it. You're right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead, proceed.
Okay. The fifth and final item is a 3-month emergency contract for the tollway to purchase Ford auto inlet truck parts. This contract provides a source for replacement parts used to maintain our fleet of Ford vehicles while a new longer-term contract gets established. The award is recommended to Gilly High Ford Lincoln Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $65,000.
This contract was through, this is direct, right?
Yes.
And we're going through... Located in Kentucky, is that right?
That's correct.
So this is, what is our procurement plan, long-term procurement plan for this?
We hope to have CMS publish a brand new solicitation within the next week and a half or so to develop a longer-term contract. Essentially what happened was a renewal didn't get executed in time because of some paperwork didn't get finalized. So this is the vehicle that we're going to utilize until that new contract gets established. Okay. This vendor did win the last competitive bid solicitation, and they agreed to honor the current contract price as well. And it made it easy for us too, because all their certification disclosure forms were ready. We already received them all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other further questions?
Motion for all four.
Motion for items 3, 4, and 5. Is that correct?
Yes.
All three. Motion. Is there a motion approved?
You made the motion. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the consent agenda. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Engineering. Item number one, the one contract to be determined for the widening reconstruction of Jane Addams.
So this is a similar situation to what we just had in procurement, where in order to kind of move things along, the bid openings were not in time to post it publicly, but we do know the outcome now of award and price for this contract.
I want to. We opened the bids yesterday. That is not normal for us to open the bid the day before the committee meeting, and you know the agenda is posted 48 hours in advance. But this contract, it represents like one of the biggest jobs that we had planned for 2012. We made some adjustments to this project also to accommodate Move Illinois, the new cross section that we had planned on I-90. So the designers have been working, you know, right up to the last minute. We did get it advertised. There was a potential conflict with an IDOT bid opening. We try to separate our bids from the other agencies as much as possible so the contractors can focus on it and do a good job of putting their bid together for us. And we got great results. But the bids were open yesterday. Engineering is doing the bid evaluation as we speak. It's probably going to take through the rest of this week. So far, though, you know, we feel like the apparent low bidder, they appear to have a very well-balanced bid and that it will be awardable to them. I just wanted to disclose that to you all so that, you know, you understand why it was shown as TBD on there. This is for our I-90 Illinois Route 47 interchange. And as I mentioned, you know, we are still having the bid evaluated by our designer of record and also the program management office. This interchange, we have always highlighted it as one of the projects that follows how we like our interchange policy to work. We partnered with, you know, Village of Huntley and also with King County, McHenry County, and the Illinois Department of Transportation. They're picking up 50% of all the costs associated with this interchange. When we're done, it's going to be a new interchange that's going to provide full access to all movements, you know, from I-90 and from Illinois Route 47. And we're hoping to get it started May 1, so that's putting pressure on us to try to get it awarded at this month's board meeting. And then also, it's going to be completed in 2013. Cody is the apparent low bidder. The bid came in at $35,708,679.81, and they have disclosed all their DB subcontractors, at least with their initial bid as they're required, and they are committed to meeting our goal on this contract.
So it sounds like, because of, I know we talked about that we could treat this the same way, but we just got to note that legal thinks that this is better. We can certainly discuss it now, but because of conflicts review, there were some conflicts that were maybe disclosed, that this needs to be, that this would be better deferred to the full board.
Probably the safer route. You're still going to get ultimate approval at the board for the board schedule, but I suspect the committee, just given some of the later facts that are developing here, you certainly can have a discussion if you want to go into it fuller today, but there's probably a two-lane highway to play here. You can just pick a lane.
At the full board meeting, full discussion there.
Okay. So then moving on to item two, that's another construction contract award, and this is for reconstruction and widening of the Tri-State Tollway over 147th Street. So this contract marks the beginning of the tollway's involvement in the construction side of things at the big system interchange that we plan to deliver at I-294 and I-57. Lower Construction Company is the low bidder at $7,705,272.95. They've committed to meeting our DBE goal on this contract. Lord, in fact, was able to win this bid through the help of their earned credit, their ECP credits. So this marks another example of how our ECP program is working and making a difference.
So again, some portion of Lord's ECP credits will be used on this.
Yes. And as the ECP credits are used, you know, they get removed from their certification letter and you know, they have to build them up again.
Okay.
Should I move on to item three?
Yeah, please.
So item three is another construction contract award. This is for roadway reconstruction and widening. It's on a 0.7 mile section of I-88 between Deer Path Road and Illinois Route 56, which is just west of the Fox River. They're going to be completing this work using a new pavement technique. We wanted to experiment with this because we've done a lot of work on greening up how we build asphalt pavements. We haven't done a lot with concrete pavements. We're anticipating, you know, under the Move Illinois program, we will be building concrete pavements. So what we're utilizing here is a two-lift concrete method, which allows us to meet the same performance and life expectancy requirements we would have for normal pavement. But the lower lift is able to incorporate a lot of recycled materials, like even recycled asphalt or recycled concrete can be incorporated in the lower lift. And then the top 3 inches is our normal concrete mix, which kind of seals the bottom mix and holds it all together. This was a completely new process. It's a new process for our contractors. The engineer's estimate was a little high compared to what the actual bid price was, because I guess they think they can do it just as well as they can do the normal process. It has been done. It is being utilized in Minnesota. They're having good success with it. It is used in Europe. We're excited to get it utilized on the tollway system, and I think this is the first time Illinois is going to be utilizing this type of approach.
Great.
What's in the lower lift?
The lower lift is concrete, just like the upper lift. The lower lift is 8 inches thick, but instead of some of the virgin aggregates that would be required in there, we're going to substitute it with recycled aggregates from either asphalt or previous existing concrete pavements. So it's given us an opportunity to do more recycling.
Ours?
Some of it could be ours, or it could be the stockpiles that are available at the supply yards. Item number four is a construction contract award for fuel system repairs. This is at 10 locations, primarily the maintenance yards and also our central administration building. All these facilities are located east of the Fox River. These fuel sites are critical to our roadway maintenance operations, also our state police operations. We're covering 286 miles, so it's distributed throughout. We had not done a major rehab of these fuel sites since 1989. We have been experiencing more and more frequent outages of these fuel sites. In fact, we even had one go out in the last snowstorm, which is not a good thing. So we want to get out ahead of this. Stenstrom Excavation and Blacktop Group is the apparent low bidder at $3,597,432. They're going to exceed our DB goal. One thing I do need to point out, though, is that right yesterday or the day before, we did receive a notice from our CPO, that's the Chief Procurement Officer, that there is a bid protest being filed on this contract by the second bidder. And we're hoping to get that, some resolution of that before the board meeting. It's just I'm trying not to lose a month on starting this construction, so we'd like to keep it on the agenda for now, and we will certainly inform the board next week.
So what are some of the reasons that bid protests are filed?
Well, I don't know what all the reasons are, but on this particular contract, the second low bidder felt that the first, you know, that the most low bidder bid had an not responsible bid. They felt the prices were too low. We did get a review of this by our designer of record and also our program management office. They know that this company has done this work before, and they've even performed some work as a subconsultant to the tollway before of this same type. So we feel that they are well qualified to do the work. They know what they're doing, and they know the prices that they bid, and the prices appear to be reasonable and acceptable to us.
So the implication of the protest is you're taking a low bid and then they're going to be overruns later? That's
yes.
What they're implying.
Yeah. They're saying that they just are undercutting it so much it's not responsible.
And this protest goes to Springfield for review?
That's correct. That's the protest review.
Protest review happens there? Okay.
Yeah.
And so even if we approve it today and it goes, you know, the consent agenda gets approved by the board, before you move forward, you wait to see what the ruling is then?
Absolutely. Okay. We're not going to have the ability to sign the contract until the protest is resolved.
Okay.
It's often the case that these protests can be resolved. It's not always the case, but within just a couple weeks, time. So it was a balance of, you know, maybe being in a position where everything would be demonstrated to be fine in a couple of weeks from now, forward versus waiting another 30 days.
And what we'll do is we'll send the information that Paul just characterized to the state's CPO officer down in Springfield, you know, stating the facts that we believe that this is a reasonable price based on the engineer's estimate and what the program management office has decided after they looked into this, and they'll definitely consider all of our comments before they respond to the protester.
And can we just make a point that whenever it is resolved, if it's before the next board meeting, can we send a note out to the board members?
Well, I just want to compliment Christy and Paul and the team on these kinds of projects, because deferred maintenance is the easiest thing to just continue to ignore, and it's expensive and nobody gets any credit for it. So I'm glad that as part of the program that you're putting these things together and moving them forward, it's ultimately going to save us money and make it easier for you to do your work. People usually don't have the appetite to put them on the table in front of a board or the public. Thank you.
So item five is a professional service contract for reconstruction and widening of the Tri-State Tollway over 147th Street as part of the I-294 I-57 interchange. So I did mention that we plan to award that one construction contract to Cypress Bridges, so we need to bring some people on board to help us do the construction management. This consultant is actually going to provide corridor construction management for us, some construction management work directly, and also design engineering if it's necessary. It's all associated with the new interchange at I-294 and I-57, and especially completing. It's a five-year term, so it's really just for the first phase of that interchange where we're going to complete the Memphis movements before 2014. So that's all that they're going to be managing for us. But that adds up to about $265 million overall. So it's a big task. We did use corridor construction managers to great success throughout the CRP program delivery. And what they do is, you know, they help us coordinate multiple construction contracts on one corridor in one port in one area so that we can keep all the schedules coordinated and the work activities coordinated and the maintenance of traffic, the utilities, the right-of-way, the permitting, and the contract plans and specs. So it really is critical to us maintaining consistency, productivity, and efficiency on these large corridor improvements. Tonight, EA is the selected consultant. The award amount and the negotiated amount in their contract is $16,848,331.21. We have not selected Knight since 2008. I think the reason why they really appeal to us is because they have performed well in this role for us in the past. They have some experience even in the South Tri-State Corridor, and they have worked on big bridges like the type that we're building with this interchange. We're going to have some huge flyover bridges. They're going to be a big engineering and technical and construction challenge for us. We want somebody highly qualified to do that, to be involved in this. They do have a Metaprojet, but it's an informal Metaprojet program with an African American DBE sub-consultant, the Roderick Group. They have not performed any work for us yet. They are also listed on our new program management officer's contract. Knight has worked with them before a little bit with IDOT and on IDOT projects, but they are completely new to the tollways processes and procedures, and that's what they're primarily going to be mentoring them on. They're going to be training them on the invoicing and the accounts receivable and the marketing side of working with the tollway, and also helping. They're going to get exposure to how we do our change orders and extra work orders and how we do our dispute resolutions during the construction process and scheduling and other contract related processes. And then they are also going to be providing some additional guidance to them on accounting principles. Then, you know, that's engineering's recommendation is to, you know, award this contract tonight. We did have other design contracts that we were working hard to try to get to the board this month. They can afford to wait 1 month, but we are going to work very diligently on doing these negotiations and scoping efforts But night is a critical one, and that's why we felt, you know, it was necessary to bring it to you right now.
Well, are the rules of the diverse subcontractors that their Illinois company is the most common?
I would say that's probably true in almost every case, but we could do that now.
Yeah, I'm just curious if that's something that's often like that.
Good question.
They're typically smaller, so they're probably not national firms.
Yeah.
So they probably are more local.
Great Lakes something or other, which could mean that you're something like that. Thanks.
Any questions? Okay. Is there a motion to approve under engineering items 1 through 5?
So I think that the recommendation is on item 1, the motion should be to defer until the session of the full board, and then maybe the conflict will be right instead of the recommendation.
That's what we prefer. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then a little.
Maybe take that one separately, and then item 4 would be a motion to move to the consent agenda subject to resolution of the protest, and then 2, 3, and 5 could be normal. Sorry, it's complicated.
So I'll move 1.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the consent.
2, 3, and 5.
2, 3, and 5. Your motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
And then I'll move 4, which would be moved to consent agenda for discussion.
Right. Motion to move to the consent agenda subject to resolution of the protest.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motions passed and move to the consent agenda. Thank
Director,
you.
May I throw in, be a stickler on the first one where we are talking about number 1 on the list? I think you may have said it will move to the consent agenda. We're actually not going to go to the consent agenda. We're going to go to the full board. So just so our records are clear, that sounds good. Number 1.
Number 1.
Go the first
board.
Motion you made.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to defer is what we'll refer to next.
Okay.
Motion to defer. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I amend my motion. Correct my motion.
Okay. Number 9, legal. I have 2 items. Item number 1. Item number 2 involves a settlement, I guess, of a workers' comp claim. It is recommended that approval of this item be deferred until the full board discusses the issue in executive session next week. My understanding, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For item 2. And then we're taking item 1, right? But there's a...
You want to chat about that?
Yes, I think we should introduce it and talk about the issue. And legal can walk through it. But this was posted, I think, as an intergovernmental agreement between Northeastern Illinois University and the Nature Conservancy. What we're now proposing is an intergovernmental agreement with Northeastern University, Northeastern Illinois University itself. This is for some important, what we call it, plant relocation and mitigation that we need to do for the 294-57 project, specifically for the Dixie Creek relocation. And an IGA, as you know, is an intergovernmental agreement, which is why it can only be with Northeastern Illinois University, right? So we're going to be probably bringing at a separate point in time a separate agreement with the Nature Conservancy for their portion of this work. And I'm sure that somebody else can do a better job of further describing
That was, you got most of it. That I
would not be very happy if you didn't say that.
This one plant species needs to be relocated, and it can only be done in May. That's when they can identify, you know, that this is the correct plant to be relocated. And the reason why we need to have the plant species relocated is because we are relocating the Dixie Creek that runs through that planned interchange at I-294 and 57. So if we cannot accomplish the relocation of this plant and then the moving of the creek, it's going to have a huge impact on that $265 million expenditure that's going to follow. So it's definitely on the critical path for us.
Are you prepared to tell us what the plant is?
Yeah, I'm frantically looking over my notes. I have a picture of
it. The picture looks interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was named. No, you asked. Sorry.
Full service.
Where's that picture?
I can show Director Gonzalez.
Okay, that's all right.
Cacao, tuberosa.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I have water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There it is. That is.
Beautiful.
Worthy of its name.
Yep. Very good. So, do you want a motion?
Okay.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion to approve item number one under legal?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the consent agenda.
So, I think we're expecting a sole source contract to come back in April.
Major concern.
From the major concern.
Okay.
But the dollar amount here is still correct?
Dollar amount will stay on the tolling, and we will have modifications to the IGA to make it an IGA just between us and Northeastern.
Thank you. Any unfinished business?
One thing that we forgot to mention during the financial presentation, Mike, do you want to talk about
sure.
the bitch?
Yeah. Yes, recently you may have seen a release of a report from Fitch Ratings that they had maintained the tollways rating at a AA- with a negative outlook. The rating analysis that they did was done to meet an annual surveillance requirement they have. It was done in relatively short order. It wasn't done with a full blown review of the plan in advance of our new bond issue. It was a little bit of a less than optimal time for us because we haven't had the traffic and revenue data over a long enough period of time to establish how well the traffic and revenues are doing relative to the financial plan. When we go to market in June or July later this year, we'll have an opportunity to present to them kind of a more full-blown review of the traffic and revenue to date. And I think they'll acknowledge we would expect to have the opportunity to have that rating revisited again. So this was really a routine annual review that they did. They were required to complete by the 14th of March, and therefore they decided to maintain the status quo on the rating.
Doesn't the rating usually go based on the last audited financial statement? So we're really looking more at the 2010 still audit for their rating versus our 2011, which isn't done yet.
Yeah, I think they're going to be looking, though, a lot at what the new financial plan means, what the new toll rates mean, the bonding that's required under the plan, what the new projects will mean with respect to the long-term health of the system. So I think it's a combination of not only the most recent financial results, but also projecting forward a look at what the long-term plan means.
But do you think we'll wait till that audit is complete before we go out for the new bond, just to make it, because I think it'd be more positive if you show the 2011 audited statements at the time you're trying to do another rating?
I think we'll have enough information to get them comfortable with respect to 2011, even if the final audit hasn't been released. It could be August. Yeah.
And it's a certain amount of angst among all of us coming in August. So if we want to go into the market earlier in the summer. But we've been so good about staying under budget and revenues look good that we would hope that the unaudited will make an impact.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any
new business? Before the board, we need to go into executive session. We take a break before we go into executive session.
I don't know if we need to go into executive session in committee versus the full board. We certainly can.
Okay.
Now, if you
would it have been the workers' comp case?
Yes. And usually we've been doing that
at the full board.
Yeah, the full board. So
is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So that being said, then motion to adjourn. Anything else?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.